Time for it. Setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do in a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Okay, so this may be a good lesson as to why you should change your underwear frequently.
Okay.
All right, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted for your crime, thanks to the underwear that you wear, then you're doing okay.
How is the underwear the smoking gun here?
I was on camera.
Oh.
Apparently you had your pants sagging a little bit.
Oh, and you had like branded underwear where you like it's on the band of it.
Yeah, and
Calvin Klein maybe.
They could tell that it was True Religion.
Oh, True Religion.
Yeah, True Religion. So yeah, this was out of St. Louis. Lassane, he decided Dave's Hot Chicken, which by the way just opened here, so
Welcome
to town. At least this ain't St. Louis.
Absolutely.
That's
we have
right.
paying customers here.
That's right. He decided he was going to hold up the Dave's Hot Chicken.
Got it.
All right. He thought, you know what? They're probably going to have a lot of money there.
Probably.
Popular place. So he did and made off with some cash. There's security cameras because, again, it's 2025. There are cameras everywhere.
But it's zeroing in on the underwear name?
Yeah. So kind of he takes the bag, he runs off, right? There's there's a bit of a struggle between he and the manager, right?
Okay.
He escapes. The cameras see all this.
Sure.
And the witnesses said, well, don't know much. He had a ski mask on, but we do know he was wearing True Religion underwear.
That's the detail they all picked up on.
And then they saw in the security footage, yep, that's the case. And then they were able to find and identify him thanks to his underwear.
Wow.
Yep.
Like, did he change the outer clothing, maybe?
And he was like,
red hoodie.
You know what?
Something like that.
Gave him the old sniff check.
Oh.
They're all right.
Oh, wow.
We're good to roll with these another week.
Done in by the
another undies. Another week. But you know, when you get a pair of expensive underwear, you want to show them off.
Well, what was it? What movie? Big Hero 6, where one of them was like talking about, I go inside, I go outside, I go front, back. How many times they do?
How many times you do
they
this?
Can reuse
the undies,
the underwear.
I will never turn a pair of underwear inside out and rewear.
No,
but I do.
And we can't turn it backwards.
Now listen. This is going to sound weird when I say it.
It already does.
But
we'll bite.
But sometimes I will put on old underwear, but it's only in transition. Okay? Go with me on this.
Why are we transitioning?
So I'm taking off my sweaty running shorts.
Okay.
And I'm putting on dirty underwear because I don't want to put clean underwear on while my body cools down and I want to get the gross sweaty shorts off.
So we're not taking a shower.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. So while our sweaty body dries,
yes.
We put dirty underwear back on.
Dirty underwear and maybe a dirty t-shirt.
When do we take the shower?
I mean, at some point.
It seems like, why don't you just cut out a step and take the shower?
The reason I don't
take underwear
listen,
on, no transition needed.
That makes sense in your brain. On paper, that would make sense.
Okay.
Okay.
But
it doesn't with me because if I get into the shower too quickly after a run, then I will then sweat when I get out of the shower. And I don't want to do that.
Is your shower too hot?
Well, I'm just saying.
We cool off the shower.
I just want to. Even if I take a cold shower,
okay,
I'll still get out and I'll still be sweaty because my internal body temperature is still warm. Mm. So I have to give my body a chance to cool down a little bit. So that's when I'm rocking the the older underwear and t-shirt.
Need old underwear, t-shirt, cool down. Then shower.
Yeah,
then
it's
put
just
the clean stuff.
But
on.
Like I said, it's just a transition.
It's so complicated. What a process.
Kelly, you know me. I'm a complicated individual.
Sure. Yes. This is another reason why I don't run.
Then I'll take the shower. Then I'll put the clean clothes on.
Okay.
Okay.
That is quite a process. That's elaborate.
But I'm just saying that Yes, and I told you that would sound weird.
Do you have like branded underwear to wear if no, you find yourself?
It's all
choosing
like,
a life of crime. Yes, yeah, they might do you in too.
I do have a couple that are like eggplants or
They do have funny designs.
Yeah, funny designs, but most
which
of them
would
are,
stand out.
Right, most of them are just black though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So yeah, maybe is this the
like my underwear? Like I like my coffee.
Is this the message?
Strong
make
and
sure
black.
You're wearing plain underwear and they won't be able to identify you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Even if you're excited because you got some expensive drawers,
yeah.
You know,
don't
true
let them
religion.
Show
them to the guy or girl that really deserves to see them.
Oh, we went to a different lane. Okay.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, I was still in the crime lane.
Oh, I moved to love.
Okay. Wow.
Where'd
we start?
I don't know. Oh, okay. That's your setting the bar story.
Okay, robbed a restaurant.
That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted.
Buy your underwear.
You're doing okay.
Awesome.
Brought it back around.
Sure
See,
did.
We're professionals.
And we also went into some intimate areas with Ben in his underwear, which I also am mad about that. I don't need. Mm-mm.
It's all right, Kelly. You and I have known each other a while. We're
right.
Fine.
There was many years that I gave you underwear for Christmas
yeah,
every
see?
Year. It was a tradition.
See, that's fine. There you go. That's your setting the bar story.